And this is great. Coming up next, you might have seen the Shredlin's artwork out in the hallway. It's kind of all around the building. If you saw a sticker that says, "You are beautiful," that is true, and it is the work of Mr. Matthew Hoffman. Come on up, Matthew.
I had no idea what I was going to say tonight, because I really hate these things. I hate talking about myself. It's the absolute worst. But I got talked into this to hang out with my work in the lobby. And Kevin and Max are just so encouraging and friendly that I couldn't say no. But, I mean, I was at an art event on Friday. It was a group show in the Fulton Market District. And I had already exhausted my human interaction for the day. I was completely depleted. I was only thinking about self-survival. I was on my way out the door when they said, "Hey, everyone in the show, we're now going to share about our work." I quickly asked if it was cool to say no thanks. They said, "Do what you need to do." And I said, "Cool, cool, cool. No thanks." So I got out. I had to recharge. I later regretted not pushing myself to do it, because you shouldn't pass up opportunities like that. And I'm not sure if it's shyness, being an introvert, or that Midwest mentality, you know, that humbleness taken just too far. So I was at the park this afternoon, only a few hours ago. You couldn't resist being outside. It was so incredible. I'm zoning out, and I suddenly hear, "Mister, Mister." And I turn around, and a group of eighth grade boys, and they shout over at me, "Are you a famous painter?" And I kind of froze, because I assumed the next words out of their mouth was going to be like, "Because we're going to kick your ass." And luckily, the other dad standing next to me was like, "Oh, yeah, 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 he's an artist." I keep a very low profile personally. I would really much prefer to stay anonymous. My work, on the other hand, is the opposite. It's big. It's bold. It says something and hopefully takes you someplace. Does something for you, gives you something. But generally it's not signed. It doesn't matter who made it. It's about the work and the idea of it. So in that sort of loner mentality, I moved to the quiet far side, north far side of Chicago, to a small neighborhood with a great public school, free and open enrollment. My son had a great kindergarten year, and I enjoyed the anonymity, talking about the weather, current events. Mind you, I can barely talk about the weather. I'm going to start making buttons that say "bad at small talk" and release them on my site. But I like the quiet, I like the normal, and it keeps you balanced. I don't want to be like, do you remember that South Park episode where the one family moves to San Francisco because South Park isn't cultured enough, and in the end they're smelling their own farts? But back to the elementary school. Every year, at the beginning of the year, the art teacher focuses on an artist for all the kids from pre-K to second grade. This year, randomly picked me. As she's showing the kids the videos about me, the images that I've done, saying, "Here's an artist whose work is important," a boy says, "That's my neighbor's dad." So the teacher went to the principal, they looked me up, and reached out. I came in for a class. And I have to admit, it was really fun and rewarding. It was really special. My son was like, "Yeah, this is my dad." But now I walk down the hall to go to a recital or to a conference, and kids stop and say, "Hi, Matthew Hoffman." I go to birthday parties, and six-year-old kids shout, "Matthew Hoffman's here." And on one hand, it's really funny and cute. And on the other hand, it's my living nightmare. Which might give you a little context about the boys from a few hours ago. In the group of eighth graders, there was a little toddler standing among them. I assume he was the little brother of one of the boys. And he had his arms crossed and lifted his right arm and said, "I go to Todd Hall." As if to say, "I know all about you. And there's nowhere to run." they got closer, and the one asked, "So, are you like Picasso? Are you like Michelangelo? Are you like Bob Ross?" I love that these were the three references that he had. And I still didn't know where this was going, so I was just like, yeah, just like Bob Ross, I need to grow out my fro a little. And the one kid goes, "Are you rich? Are your paintings expensive?" And I said, "I don't know. I mean, I make enough to get by." And he goes, "Sick." And that was it. They just wanted to say hello. Nothing special. Nothing terrible happened. So I thought it'd be funny to talk about this in practically real time, about this super awkward time that I had today at this super awkward event tonight. So I guess my card would be awkward.
Thanks, Matthew. All right, guys. You heard it here. If you ever see him out in public, just yell, "Matthew Hoffman, Matthew Hoffman." Totally will appreciate that, as any adult would.